The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon.
No speaking. So I hope you're well this morning. We are up bright and breezy. It's 7:43 UK time. The wife and the child have just left the house and gone to school. But the couple of things I wanted to talk about this morning, while I have my coffee. And maybe you've got your coffee too, maybe you're on the way to work, who the heck knows, maybe you're watching a replay, maybe you're even watching this, listening to this as one of our podcasts. And in fact, we've got a podcast going out today, and the podcast that's going out today is about my week in Santorini in Greece and my week at Billionaire Bootcamp, which was amazing, by the way. You should listen to the podcast because in it we talk about some of the learnings that I got whilst I was there in Santorini. Santorini, by the way, is one of the most beautiful places on the planet. If you ever get the chance to go, don't wait for a training course to go. If you can go with the wife or the husband, then please do. Don't wait for a Billionaire Bootcamp to go do that. But if you wanted to join me on the next Billionaire Bootcamp, it's a Chris Howard event, which he's just phenomenal, by the way. But the next one is in Hawaii in December in 2018. There's a good chance that I'll be there as well. I think 9th to the 15th, if memory serves. But it's a really good training. You should get there 7 days, full on, pretty intensive. And it does a lot of mindset stuff as well. Lots of values, lots of belief system stuff, lots of NLP work, lots of mindset work. What I want to talk to you about today. So what I do is I have a think about what happened yesterday in the world, and some of the conversations that I've had with people. And one of the conversations that I had with people was on Facebook, actually. And the guy, he was quoting Robert Allen. And I don't know if you've read Robert Allen's book, but he's got a book out like 15, 20 years old called No Money Down. It's a really good piece of writing. And I like Robert Allen, and he's a really nice guy. But there's one fatal flaw in that book, and the one fatal flaw is that he said never sell. And so somebody put up, an expert put up about Robert Allen, you know, experts that just read other people's books but actually don't do it, sort of thing. he put, oh, you should never sell. And I'm like, that's stupid advice. Why would you tell someone never to sell? Of course you should sell. There's always times to sell. Try telling the guys who bought into Bitcoin when it was $150, like the Winklevoss brothers, I think they bought in at $150. And then it went to $15,000 and they became 1.3 billionaire. They became billionaires because of that. Literally in the space of 6 months, they became a billionaire. Now, of course, if you'd have sold back then and then, you wait until prices are now, you could have taken some money off the table, moved it to one side and then bought back in at the old price. Of course you should sell. Why should you never sell? Only the Sith deal with absolutes. Do you remember that line from the crappy Star Wars? Not the good Star Wars, but the crappy Star Wars. Only Siths deal with absolutes, and saying that you should never sell is just plainly ridiculous. There are times to sell and there's times not to sell. It's knowing when to sell. And in my experience, the professional gamblers, because I'm not a gambler, we're investors. The professional gambler knows when to take his money off the table. Now, have we made mistakes, by the way, along that journey? Yeah, of course we have. We made quite a bit of money on Bitcoin and we didn't sell, right? So we didn't sell. Now Bitcoin's back down and actually we're still up, but you know, we're not up to the same degree that we were. It's gone down by two thirds of what it was. By half of what it was. So we're still down effectively, but that'll come back and that's fine. And so that's why I understand they say you should never sell, because, you know, over a long enough period of time, prices are going to keep going to a certain point, potentially, right? We don't know. I mean, Bitcoin might be worth zero in 10 years, which I doubt, because if it was, everybody would still be buying it, because they'd be like, oh, I've got loads of Bitcoin. If Bitcoin was like a penny each, I'd be buying all of them. Because at some point in 10, 20, 50 years' time, when it's in my will, the kids can sell it on as original Bitcoin. Like, it's never going to go down to zero as far as I can see. And it's the same with property. And that's why I understand they say you should never sell, because eventually over a long enough period of time, but Robert Allen went bust. This is the bit that people don't understand. Robert Allen went bust. Now, he went bust because he had a fire, or he had a landslide or a mudslide at his own property, and then that's what took him under. But I'm confused as to why it wasn't insured. Like, you would insure it. And also, what people say and actually what happens can be two different things. And I'm not saying that they are, but they can be two different things. But the author of the No Money Down actually went bankrupt. And the author who said you should never sell actually went bankrupt. Now, have we been close to it? Yeah, of course we have. When the 2008 came, we went into negative equity on our properties as well. And luckily, there were high cash flowing properties. So we just left it. And then the prices have gone back up. So if we'd have sold at that point, we would have gone bust as well. So it's not that you should never sell. And it's not that you should always sell. It's that you need to know when to sell and when not to sell. Now, what really annoyed me was the guy was like, well, I hope you're not still giving people advice that you should never sell. And I'm looking through his friends list, and I'm like, dude, your friends are my clients. Not your clients, incidentally, but they were my clients. So, you know, it's just crazy. And I'm like, how long have you been in property? We've been doing this for 20 years. And we've had hundreds and hundreds of clients go through the coaching. Anyway, everyone's entitled to your opinion, and that's fine. Just because it's wrong, that's okay too, right? So that's why saying you should never sell, we just don't deal with absolutes, okay? We deal with what's going on in the marketplace. We deal with what's going on with you personally. You know what? If you've got a situation where you've got £1 million of equity, but your child is ill and they need £1 million to have an operation, do you think you're going to sell that property? Of course you are. What about the tax? Well, you'd deal with that problem later, wouldn't you, if it's your child that's potentially let me just sort my microphone out. There we go. If it's your child that's potentially at risk. Like, there's lots of reasons why you might actually sell, right? And there's lots of reasons why you might actually not. So I just wanted to get that off my chest. It's one of the things that happened. And by the way, I'm just waiting for my coffee to cool. I'm on a fast right now. So what day is it? It's Wednesday. And the last time that I ate was Monday. So I had lunch on Monday and I had dinner on Monday. And then the last time I ate before that was on Saturday. So we're actually fasting right now. We are on the water. Let me grab the water. So we're on the water and we're drinking 4 of these every day, and that helps. And we're on the coffee as well, and that helps too. But it's not the most flavoursome coffee. It's just black coffee, basically. But anyway, but the weight's coming off, and the inches around the waist are coming off as well. So later this week, tomorrow, in fact, we fly to Cyprus. And you might be wondering, why is Dan going to Cyprus? So we've got a new product out right now, and it's the 2-day strategy and implementation intensive. And literally what happens is you come and sit with me at my villa. We plan all of your strategy, work out what it is that you're wanting to do, where you want to be in 5 years. And then we look at all the resources that you need. We look at all the tasks that you have to get done, and then literally me and you side by side. It's outside next to the pool, or we might be down at the beach, which is like 100 meters down there here in Spain. But you come and sit with me and we go through it, and it's 2-day intensive, because we're literally side by side, laptop side by side, going through all the plan, looking at what we need to implement that plan, looking at what resources do we need to pull in. Do we need to pull in video editors? Do we need to pull in sound producers? Do we need to pull in content writers, so that you can get enough content out there, so that you're raising enough awareness to make enough sales that will enable you to get to where you want to get to in the next 5 years? I know it's a bit of a mouthful. So that's for 2-day intensive. That's new product that we've just got released. And so actually tomorrow, we've sold one already. Tomorrow we're going to Cyprus. They were going to come over here, but they're just in the middle of a product launch, and they were struggling to get the time really to come over. So I said, look, I'll tell you what. And as it happens, a funny story. So the wife has some friends coming over with babies. And I'm like, do I want to spend 5 days in a villa with my wife's friends and lots of babies? Probably not. So I was like, well, I've got a schedule just here that I can come over to you if you want. You're in Cyprus. I've never been to Cyprus, so that sounds really cool. The sea is one of those see-through seas. So we'll text the GoPro and get some footage. And actually, we're going over for 3 days, as it happens, so we get a day for free. But we're going to do a little bit of swimming in the sea and snorkeling, that kind of thing, I expect. So it should be a good laugh. It should be pretty intense as well. So obviously, I can come to you, but if that happens, you need to pay for flights and accommodation, of course. I shouldn't be out of pocket for it. But we're going over to Cyprus just to get, like, it's actually 3 days we're doing, but technically it should be two, just to get delve into their business. We've worked with them already this week and helped them change a few things on their business, which will really push their business on to that next level. But when we get there into the next couple of days, then there's going to be some really big changes going on in that business. So if you want to speak to me about that, then just go to the website. That's really cool. Later on, we've got a podcast going out about my week in Santorini. We've been really slack on the podcast, quite honestly, and been really inconsistent. And I mentioned this yesterday. What happens is we go, okay, let's record a podcast. So we do a podcast and we get into it and we do a really good one. And then we go, yeah, that's brilliant. Let's do another podcast. So we record another podcast and another one and another one. And we're like, yeah, we're going to do this every day. Woo! And then the next day comes and we don't record any. And the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. And then 3 weeks later, you've realised those four podcasts went out one every day, like close together. And actually, we should have spread them out one a week because we've been really inconsistent. And inconsistency, by the way, is what's going to kill your business. Like inconsistency of marketing, inconsistency in your performance, inconsistency in lead generation, paying your suppliers, training staff, whatever it happens to be. If you can't get consistent, then that's going to damage your business. And here I am, pot calling the kettle black, being hypocritical, because actually we're inconsistent with that. We had a bit of a problem because the laptop blew up. Don't buy a Lenovo laptop ever. And so we're on the old Asus laptop, which is 7 years old. But anyway, we've got the dictaphone somewhere, so we can record the podcast into that, plonk it onto the laptop and do some editing, and so we can send them out. So actually, later on today, as well as sending out the podcast about Billionaire Bootcamp, we've also got some podcasts that we're going to record today. And then actually, we are going to schedule them for once a week. But we've got lots of videos going out. We're doing lots of YouTube Live, and it's all about generating interest in the business. That's basically it. We want to let people in behind the scenes to some extent. So that's why we do like the coffee with Dan, because the filter, you know, like we all have filters. So my filter hasn't kicked in until I've finished my coffee, basically. So you sort of get an unfiltered version of Dan. But it's quite nice because being able to see behind the scenes is quite nice, and knowing what's going on up there and what's going on and why we've got to where we've got to in life, like from the property investing and the success and that kind of thing as well. And we've not spoken about property yet, so maybe we'll do that at some point as well. And then finally, the other thing I wanted to say was we've got a 2-day wealth creation. It's like a starter kit, if you like, but it's here in Spain. It's really low priced. It's like, I think it's £225. You come over to Spain, spend 2 days at a villa, you stay in a local hotel, and we play a little bit of cash flow. We do a lot of teaching about investing. Because one of the keys I've realized is that if you can get your strategy correct right at the start and get working on the right things, then that's going to really serve you very, very well. But what tends to happen is we get an idea and we go off and we start working on that. And often that we might be working really hard, but that's the wrong thing. There's a video on the website. If you want to interested in any of this, just go to the website. But there's a video on the website, and it's a guy who's really, really drunk. And he's trying to climb up an escalator. He's working really, really hard trying to get up this escalator. And we're filming it and laughing at him for about 3 or 4 minutes trying to climb up this escalator. The problem is the escalator's coming down and he's trying to go up it, wondering, and he's working really hard, but he's wondering why he can't get up. And then the police officer comes and sort of shakes him a little bit. But literally, if he just had someone to point him onto the right direction, he could get to the top with doing very little work, right? But he was pointing at the wrong escalator effectively. So the amount of work that he was doing was irrelevant because he was working on the wrong thing. So that's why we want to get people out to the villa. One, it gets people away from their current environment, because when you're in your current environment, all you can see is what you've already achieved. And it's very, not very difficult. Well, it is very difficult, but it's a lot more difficult to see what's beyond that. When we get you out to the villa and you're surrounded by speedboats and jet skis and the banana boat and people paddle surfing and sailing and snorkeling, and, you know, just swimming in the sea, when you're surrounded by all that stuff, then the limitations of which your environment is giving you is released. It's just gone, right? So you've got a bigger chance to dream. This is why Santorini last week was so effective at the Billionaire Bootcamp. Come to the one in Hawaii, by the way. It should be a blast. But that's why that is so effective, because you're out of your current environment. And even though my environment's a very positive environment, still me getting out of that environment works really, really well. And so you should do that too. So that's why we run these wealth creation starter kits, effectively. It's like a starter workshop for people who are just getting involved. And it's about making sure that you actually understand how you're supposed to be investing. Because most people don't know how to invest. They think they do. So they go, you know, they have a chunk of cash. Hopefully they have a chunk of cash. Most people don't. I think it was something like 2/3 of Americans have less than $1,000 in the bank account. 2/3 of Americans have less than $1,000. Like, if your boiler blows up, you can't fix it because you've not got enough money available. So look, this is why we've got these three rules. Rule number one, cut your costs. Whatever you're earning, spend less. Whatever that is right now, you've got to start spending less. Rule number two, generate cash. Because when you generate cash, then you can do something with it. And rule number three is invest the rest. And rule number three is what this is about. It's about knowing where to invest your cash, knowing what an asset is, knowing how that affects your life. So like, we live here in Spain, and yeah, I do coaching and I suggest other coaches for clients and that kind of thing, for property investing, property sourcing, property refurb, business coaching, all that. We do all that, right? But that's not where I make the bulk of my income. I make the bulk of my income from my assets. My assets are something that puts money in my pocket every single month. So the money comes in and I'm already in profit by day one of the month, right? Everything's paid for. Anything extra that comes in is a bonus, is on top of the income. Now, we've been doing this for 20 years, so we know what we're doing. But because we've been doing it for 20 years, so it goes really slow and then suddenly it starts going much higher. But wouldn't it be nice if it went really slow for a little bit and then went straight up instead of having to work for all this time? That's why you should be coming on these wealth creation trainings. We've got one in May, one in June, one in July, I think. Then we've got one in August, one in October, and one in September, one in October. August we're not going to do because it's like school holidays. So we're going to just take a month off, basically. But like, we can do that because of the assets that we've got generate enough cash that enable us to live in that sort of situation. And so that's why we run these wealth creation courses. And that's what it's about. Most people want financial freedom thinking you need £1 million in your bank, when actually you don't need £1 million in your bank. You just need 10 grand a month, right? But you need an asset or assets to generate that level of income. We mentioned one last week on Facebook, and it was 30 grand down and it'll pay just under £1,000 a month. Okay. It's fully managed. That includes refurb costs. And it's a HMO in the United Kingdom. And like, the amount of cynicism that we got from people on Facebook was huge. And I'm like, that's okay. I don't mind people being cynical, but that's why you still have a job, right? Like we made an investment going back in November and December in Bitcoin using a third party company, and it just went completely wrong. And it was a high yield investment thing. And it was just wrong. We shouldn't have done it, and we did it, and it was a mistake, right? We still make mistakes. But we get to learn. We didn't put a huge amount of money in, but we lost that money, right? But that's for me to make those mistakes, and we don't mind making those mistakes, because in making those mistakes, we become better advisors. And then we go back to property, for example, or back to businesses, and we make money off those, consistent, regular income, especially off property. So that's why we do these wealth creation trainings. They're all at the website at daniellatto.co.uk. And if you want to go and have a look at those, then please do. And if you've got any comments, suggestions, anything you want me to talk about during my morning coffee, I'm more than happy to do that. The dog's just come back in as well. If you've got any questions or any suggestions or any requests, just let me know. We're happy to go through it. And right, we're going to crack on with the day. It's just turned 8 o'clock in the UK. 8 o'clock in the UK. 9 o'clock here. We've got a busy day. We're all time managed throughout the day for everything, because we've got a very busy day before we go to Cyprus. And we'll catch up with you guys later. All right, have a great day, folks. It's not Friday, is it? I was going to say happy Friday, but it's not even Friday. Is it Wednesday? Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, folks. We'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.